crickets.
Yep.
Chirp. Chirp.
You got it?
Where's nope.
she? Yeah. Ah, there she goes.
That sounds familiar.
I love yeah. live.
She's searching, looking for it on the computer. For the Mr. Floor Tip of the Week. For over 29 years, Mr. Floor has provided Chicago, the North Shore, and suburban homeowners and businesses with the finest hardwood flooring, installation, refinishing, and repair. Learn more at MrFloor.com. All right.
I got to interrupt you. I write things like stereo instructions. So you guys have been in business for over 29 years.
Right.
And how does that sound different than nearly 30?
That's
a whole marketing thing, and that always kind of intrigued me, that there's always a rationale behind that. I've been in business over 29, but I haven't been in business nearly 30.
Well, 30's old.
Well, you want old. Old is good.
If 30 is old, what are you two?
Ancient.
Ancient. I'm old twice already.
Wow.
So, seasoned. Well, so let's go back in case someone's just tuning in now. Let's start over with this question.
I didn't even have your name.
I'm Bob Peterson.
Welcome, Bob.
Thank you. I was just asking on a stair tread, if you're going to put hardwood flooring on it, 3 inch by 3/4, do you start in the front of this tread or do you start in the back? Because I've been novice at doing stairs.
So you want to put the planks on there?
Yeah.
Cover those treads.
Or versus the, because there's
like
a couple options.
Yeah, you could do a solid stair tread, which is a single piece that just sits right on top.
Yeah, it's going to be the actual flooring.
The actual flooring. Okay, so what you want to do first is you actually want to install the nosing piece.
Okay.
Okay, you set that first.
Okay.
And then you run your planks to the riser, mm-hmm. and then you basically, whatever that cut is, depending on how wide or how deep that tread is, mm-hmm. then you put your cut there, and then if you're going to put a new riser piece down, it actually will cover and give you a nice clean edge.
Okay.
And you're using the planks versus one piece for... What reason? Why are you using the planks versus just one piece? You've got the flooring?
We never thought about putting one single plank in.
Okay. Well, are you buying pre-finished flooring?
No.
It's going to be unfinished. So, I would agree with these guys that they actually make tread caps.
Mm-hmm.
And here's something you don't think about. If you're using 3/4 inch flooring, you can't just put it on top of your existing tread because now your risers are all off.
Right.
Your first step is now increased by 3/4, and your last step is decreased by 3/4, so your stair run is wrong and it's a trip hazard.
Mm-hmm.
So you're better off putting a cap on there and watching, what your heights are.
Okay.
Because, the first step was that's the one where you smack your nose because you're tripping on it. And then everything else is okay. And when you get to the top, that last one's short, so then, It's amazing how just a half an inch on the staircase will make that huge difference. So
Okay. It's
really something to think about it, and for you, but people listening too, they just slap stuff on there and don't think about
the
that
start,
safety
the
issue.
Start, the first and last tread, and the code says that they can't vary more than 3/16 of an inch any one tread.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Codebook.
That gets pretty tight then when you start capping it.
I know, he's right. That's right. I don't need to know. I just look. Hey, Rich, what's the code?
Yeah, I know.
What page it's on.
I don't remember page numbers. I've won a few bar bets with knowing the codes even over some of the inspectors because they just, you'd almost know what chapter they're on or what is their pet peeve.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So, and I don't mind the code. I mean, it's all life safety issue. I mean, everybody that's tripped on a stair because they're different rise understands why we have this code. So.
Right.
How wide are the caps?
Well, again, now how old is your house? Because the old code was a 9-inch clear tread. In other words, from one nosing to the next, you had 9 inches, and that was the old code, and that was fine. But now we go to 11-inch clear tread.
I think we're right in the middle.
Okay, and you're fine, but these are typically sold at 11, and I think it's 11 1/4 inches deep is
that's
what they're usually
right?
sold.
With the overhang.
Because then with your nosing, right, and that way you can put a 3/4 inch riser in the back. But in your case, you're just painting the riser, so you don't need that.
Okay.
So you just get a little table saw, rip them to the right depth, you slide them on there,
Boom, done.
Boom, done. And they're only 3/8 of an inch thick. So even with your main floor, you can actually put, and these guys will tell you, they can actually shim under the hardwood so it's not level. But it's straight, and you can actually correct that height difference.
Okay. And if all of that sounds confusing, just call Mr. Floor and we'll handle it for you.
Absolutely.
Got everything answered?
I think so.
Excellent.
All right.
Awesome.
So the next thing then, we are in the Renewal by Anderson booth here at the Old House, New House Home Show. Stop by and check us out. I think they got donuts back there.
They do.
Trixie's over there hiding the donuts. So
is that Trixie? No one's ever seen Trixie.
No.
Trixie's right here. That's Trixie. In case you're wondering who you talk to on the phone.
Like it's Steve.
Go, Trixie!
There you go.
Very nice.
Excellent.
Steam coming out of your ears.
So if someone, let's say someone doesn't have Renewal by Anderson windows, and they've got an older window, and the sun's coming through there, and you can see the sun bleaching on the floor.
Right,
exactly.
What can be done with that?
So Rich, we come across it actually all the time. This week I actually was at a house, and the client just bought the house. They left their rugs without the rugs because you could see the outlines of the rugs left in the floor.
Right.
So depending on the species of wood, you can sand it out usually, but some of the species are actually more photosensitive and they really
cherries and walnuts and that where they just darken with age.
And won't a cherry floor, won't that just darken naturally? But with the sun, it actually like speeds it up.
Mm. Right,
so,
right.
Over
this is
time,
where the windows are critical. So low E type windows are really what we would recommend whenever possible, because when you're going to invest that kind of money into like a Brazilian cherry floor or even American cherry or, you know, as Rich just said, walnut, extremely photosensitive, will start to oxidize almost immediately. And the more UV light that comes in, the quicker the oxidation process. And so what you wind up with is a floor that you put it in, it's this color today. A month later, it's a completely different color.
Right.
So, so the quality of the windows is really critical. And again, it's just appropriate that we're here today, at the Anderson booth, because, this conversation, as Aaron just said, comes up every single day.
Mm-hmm. Now, let's say someone does have older windows and haven't, put new windows in yet. Is there a coating you can put on?
There is. There are films that can be applied to the window.
Oh, I'm talking about the floor.
Oh, you mean on the floor.
Yeah.
Oh. We do actually carry, for example, our line of urethanes that we work with, there are UV inhibitors that we're actually now putting into the urethanes. We can't stop it, but we can slow it down.
Right. Okay.
And so what would take, typically take 6 months to a year to start oxidizing, we can now stretch it maybe to 3 years and slow that oxidation process down. But in general, there's just nothing really that you can do long term to eliminate it.
No, right. And you like it when you have somebody call you, there was some damage to the floor for whatever reason, and you go back and you patch it, and then it obviously doesn't match.
Right.
It could be the same box, same dye lot. I mean, it could have been in their garage attic, in storage.
Right.
And they're like, well, what'd you do to my floor? Like, it'll catch up. It's going to take 3 years, but it will catch up.
So cover.
Sit here and wait.
Yes.
Cover off the rest of the floor. Leave that one place exposed.
Yes.
Yeah. And then just let the sun beat on it.
So we actually have clients that'll rotate their furniture, believe it or not, to get the floor to kind of look as even as it can look.
Mm-hmm.
Because otherwise, that rug sitting there for 3, 4, 5 years, and then you move it, and then.
A nice light spot.
Absolutely. It's just completely.
That's why I always said that's when you go shopping with a tape measure.
Exactly.
I need a rug this big. Can't be any smaller. Exactly. A little bigger, but not smaller.
Exactly.
The oil-based finishes are the ones that really amber up and change color, too. So going with a water-based finish actually helps that a little bit. So
Impede that?
Yes.
Right. So the wood will actually still change color, but the actual finish on top won't amber.
And I think that's a real good point. I mean, most people realize oil-based polyurethanes amber. What that means, it will turn
yellowish
with age and UV light. So it is a big thing when you're looking at a floor, what type of finish it is.
Right. And a lot of the pre-finished floors, which are UV cured finishes, actually amber even less than that. So very sort of stable, if you will. But field applied finishes, absolutely water based is the way we recommend doing it. That's pretty much all we work with from just a VOC standpoint, just keeping the toxicity low.
A VOC? I'm playing Robbie because she's over there.
A volatile organic compound.
Okay. There you go. Exactly. So, yeah, we want to keep the toxicity low.
That's the stinkiness.
Right.
Okay.
Keep the stink down.
Right. Exactly.
And also,
catch that, Robbie? No?
Yeah.
Where'd you go?
Oh.
Boy, she's like.
So what actually is UV cured finishes. Is that where they'll sort of pour it on and then run it under a UV light and it literally hardens instantly? Kind of like that. You see that infomercial with the glue gun the guy's got?
Yeah.
And
yeah,
so that works. Technology, right? A lot of stuff is made like that now, literally assembled, whatever. It's pretty amazing technology.
Yeah. So the coating actually is applied either by spraying or what's called a curtain coater. So where it just sort of goes on a conveyor and slides underneath the coating. But the coating will literally never dry unless and until you put a UV bulb on it. But then it's dry and cured on contact. So the benefit of a UV finish is that it's completely non-toxic because it's cured, and it's durable, and it's UV stable, quote unquote. So lots of benefits.
Yeah, I was at a cabinet company at the manufacturing plant, and they actually do their white cabinets like that. The cabinet frames are going through this sheer wall of paint,
right?
And it's just dripping off, and all of a sudden, boom, done. And you're like, it's dry.
Wow, that's excellent.
It's like a hardened finish. It's amazing, though.
Typically, those ovens are basically in line with each other, so you can get multiple coats on.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing technology. That's but it makes it a lot more durable.
Yeah, it really does.
So is there anything with carpet? I mean, we talk of wood floors here. Carpet does the same thing.
Right.
Are they doing anything with carpets to kind of keep that UV stuff down?
Yeah, it's really hard. I mean, fabric, carpet, upholstery, I mean, it all oxidizes. So, you know, you put a UV source on it or UV light or, you know, natural light coming in through the windows, and it's going to bleach and discolor pretty much anything. So it's really it's a fight that the industry is kind of, you know, fighting.
Right. Which brings you back to
your good windows.
Yeah. Ordering a
low E, low E 366, right. Get the windows right and
install a good window like a Renewal by Anderson. And then you won't have that issue as much.
So, a good window is critically important.
Yes. We got Robbie. Where's our woman on the street?
We only got about 30 seconds left, so we'll have to get that at the next.
All right. Well, during the break, maybe you can answer their questions too.
Yeah,
and
sure.
It is. That was Mr. Floor's tip of the week for over 29 years, not 30.
Soon.
Mr. Floor has provided Chicago, the North Shore, and suburban homeowners and businesses the finest hardwood flooring installation, refinishing, and repair. Learn more at MrFloor.com. We'll be back. Right after this, you're listening to
Mighty House.
Nailed it again.
This is Mighty House. Mighty House will return.